This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio number 1327. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave broadcasting. On this edition, recorded September 5th, Kenneth Tomlinson in More Trouble, Lucky Breaks for Medium Wave DXers, New X-Bander from Dominican Republic, New Frequencies from Prague, Kyiv, Vatican, Fana, New Zealand, Slovakia may resume shortwave, Uzbekistan is keeping shortwave relays, and the propagation outlook. The New York Times reported August 29th, State Department investigators have concluded that Kenneth Y. Tomlinson, head of the federal agency that oversees most government broadcasts to foreign countries, improperly hired a friend on the public payroll for nearly $250,000 over 2.5 years, according to a summary of their report made public by Democratic congressional staff members. They also said Mr. Tomlinson, whose job puts him in charge of the Voice of America and Radio Free Europe, used his government office for personal business, including running a horse racing operation in which he supervised a stable of thoroughbreds he named after leaders from Afghanistan, including President Hamid Karzai and the late Ahmed Shah Massoud, that have raced at tracks across the U.S. They also said Tomlinson repeatedly used government employees to do his personal errands and that he billed the government for more days of work than the rules permit. Well, there's much more to this article and many other reports of it in the press. Thanks to Larry Niebrun for sending this first one on to us. I'll just mention a few of the other headlines. In the themoderatevoice.com via Al Qualieri, it says, broadcast bigwig accused of funds misuse. A couple of days later, the New York Times published an editorial entitled Homestretch for a Hack, calling for Tomlinson's resignation. There's quite a roundup of the press about this at KimAndrewElliott.com, starting on August 31st. Despite all this bad press, one item from Reuters August 31st points out the Senate Foreign Relations Committee will not act on his nomination to a second term as chairman of the Broadcasting Board of Governors before his first term expires. He can remain in his position until the Senate confirms a new term for him or a replacement. On the Media Network blog, Lou Joseph speculates this depends on how the election goes this fall. More than likely, because of a Rove connection, this will be a recess appointment like the current UN ambassador, who is still up for reconfirmation before the Senate. You may recall that Tomlinson already lost his position as head of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting because of a similar scandal several months ago, but he appears to still enjoy the confidence of President Bush. Speaking of whom, MarketWatch.com via Jelly Dibka reports the Federal Communications Commission has been asked by about 24 people to impose financial penalties in connection with TV and radio broadcasts in which President Bush was heard swearing at the G8 summit in July. KAIJ in Dallas, which for many years was a 24/7 rebroadcaster of Dr. Gene Scott, has been promising for at least a sesquiyear to carry some other programming, including Spanish religious broadcasts to Latin America, especially Cuba. Now it seems they've started doing so. In the Nashville flash sheet, Alex Vranis in West Virginia heard 13815 at 17 UT in Spanish with a religious program. I also checked their night frequency, 5755 after 0500, but heard nothing but an open carrier. Both frequencies are aimed northwest, which is hardly ideal for serving Latin America. Furthermore, 13815 is just 5 kilohertz away from Radio Martí and Cuban jamming. In case you're hearing this before another space shuttle launch, Graham Tanner in the UK on the Monitoring Monthly Yahoo group has been providing some useful tips about frequencies to monitor on different bands. The best place to start on HF is 10780, about 3 or 4 hours before launch, when aircraft and ships check in with Cape Radio. And then they may be assigned to other frequencies announced on that one. Some others you might try are 5711 and 9132. And if another hurricane threatens, here's the website for the Hurricane Watch Net, where they give their activation plans about ham radio, www.hwn.org, as pointed out by Steve Lair. News from Rene Tetro at Radio Veronica in the Philadelphia area. Besides Part 15, Low Power FM on 91.3, that frequency has changed, by the way, which carries World Radio, starting one on AM 1700. And furthermore, there is a different program version called Radio Free Veronica online. It carries World of Radio 8 times a week, every 6 hours, starting 2 different days of the week, UT Thursdays at 08:30 and Saturdays at 10:30. Another of the many progressive programs on Radio Free Veronica is called Unwelcome Guests. I wasn't familiar with this, but it's a 2-hour show, which, according to their website, is a program about wealth, power, and people's resistance to the corporate world order. Check it out at www.unwelcomeguests.org. And for audio links to the various Veronica stations, go to www.radioveronica.us. There's a very unusual public radio station in West Texas at Marfa called KRTS, Marfa Public Radio. It's on the air, 93.5, and they just started webcasting, so we can all listen to it. One detail is that, according to FCC records, the station is only an application and has not been granted a construction permit and certainly not a license to be broadcasting, but that has not stopped them. Among the programs that are of interest on their schedule, and here the times are strictly universal, Saturday at 05, Planet Bentonite. Saturday at 16 to 18, World Music. Monday at 14 to 15, Voices of the Big Bend. It's at Marfa, M-A-R-F-A, publicradio.org. WBBR 1130 in New York was kind enough to notify Rene Tetro and Scott Feibusch that they were going to be off the air early in the morning of August 27th, allowing DXers to try for something else on that frequency, normally occupied by WBBR New York, at least in the Northeast. And a number of DXers succeeded in pulling in a much-wanted station, CKWX, all the way in the other side of the continent, Vancouver, B.C., on 1130. Among those who heard it were Mark DiLorenzo and Chris Black on Cape Cod, also reported by Jerry Bond in Rochester, New York, and Peter Jernikoff in Wilmington, Delaware. Thanks to the rapid events, publicity about this spreading on the medium wave DX lists such as IRCA and NRC. Another Canadian station got a chance to be widely heard for quite different reasons, CKSW 570 in Swift Current, Saskatchewan. Kenneth Nowakowski noted that their signal was much stronger than usual in Manitoba. They're usually directional. The word got out quickly, and a number of DXers in Canada and the U.S. were able to hear CKSW. The station eventually replied to Dean McIntyre in Alberta, confirming that they inadvertently were transmitting on their omnidirectional pattern for about 1 week. But it was all over by August 31st. And another case of an unexpected silent period, WSM 650 in Nashville was off the air. Bill Harms in Maryland tuned around and was able to hear a number of stations, including one in Portuguese, presumably from Brazil. Last time, our first item was about Radio Educación Mexico City 6185, with some DX programs in Spanish, UT Monday around 0430, but not on their medium wave frequency 1060. Henry Clements clarifies that they do have separate programming on shortwave, supposedly between midnight and 0600, although that may be 1 hour earlier now due to daylight time. On two occasions now, around 05 to 0530 UT, I've been hearing Morse code letters instead of numbers, a spy station in Cuba with a very strong signal on 5930. That's right next to WWCR. They use only 10 letters of the alphabet, and each letter replaces a number. That makes it more convenient and easier to copy in code. Now, this is not pure CW, but the carrier stays on with CW modulated, much like at the end of Arne Koro's DXers Unlimited. since Radio Marti has been enjoying airborne relays, weather permitting, Friday evenings on 530 kilohertz, the Cubans have started blocking that frequency, not only on Friday evenings, but all the time now, it seems. Radio Cadena Havana is being reported by Randy Stewart in Missouri. A huge signal blocking Radio Vision Cristiana, which previously had 530 almost to itself from the Turks and Caicos Islands. Henry Clements forwards news from another Swedish DXer, Torolf Jonsson, who heard a Spanish station on 1680 interfering with the one in Florida, WLAA. The new one is in the Dominican Republic, where you may recall there's already an X-band station on 1640. But on 1680, it's Radio Senda, S-E-N-D-A, station of Christian Unity in San Pedro de Macorís. They've been testing with a power of 900 watts. Torolf Jonsson had heard it at 0300 UT, and then it was reported by Paul Crankshaw in the UK at 2353. Although Radio Nacional de Venezuela has gained some new times and frequencies relayed via Cuba, it appears one of the old ones has been deleted. I'm no longer hearing them on any frequency at 2000 UT. They had been on 13680. Getting back to the X-band, Cesar Perez Dioses in Chimbote, Peru, reports hearing a station unlisted in the WRTH. They do list three Peruvians on 1610, but he reports another one, Radio Alegria in Juliaca, heard at 2230 UT. And another log from him of that extremely rare 10 megahertz Peruvian, very low power we believe, called Radio Vilcamayo in Cusco. He heard it at 1930 UT on 10354. And on the Condish list, Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia reports some more Peruvians. On 5039.1, Radio Libertad in Junin has apparently been reactivated. Heard September 2nd at 1124 to 1205 with folk music and commercials. There was no ID, but they were mentioning the city of Junin. He says this had not been reported since December of 2001. However, during the weekend, he did not hear it at other times of the day. Also, Radio Santa Rosa in Lima, Peru, 6047.1, was relaying the Latin American service of Vatican Radio, September 2nd at 1030 UT. Antarctica's only shortwave station, LRA 36, Radio Nacional Arcángel San Gabriel, 15476, continues to be a hot DX target, but very difficult to hear. Nevertheless, a few reports of it have come in. Maritz von Drescher in Belgium reported it August 22nd at 1905 to 2010 UT, and sent an audio clip confirming that they were speaking Spanish with an Argentine accent. Time to look for it is between 19 and 21 UT Monday through Friday, but it may very well be that they're not on the air every day. Furthermore, they are apparently upper sideband only, as noted by Steve Lair in Michigan. He was hearing music on the frequency upper sideband only, August 23rd at 2000. The next day at 1900, he says, it was a bit better, strong enough so he could detect just a bit of carrier, along with the programming in Spanish. The Low Countries appear to be a hot spot for hearing this. Guido Schottmann's in Belgium, reported it August 23rd at 1940 UT. That was a Wednesday. However, there was no trace of it on the following Friday. Finally, John Cobb in Roswell, Georgia, reporting to us in Georgia font, says he heard it August 24th at 1905 UT with reduced carrier, upper sideband, music, a march or an anthem, and an ID. Standard disclaimer, you're listening to the 1327th World of Radio. Your input and comments are welcome to WORADIO@yahoo.com. or P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. Check our website for much more info, including the archive of DX Listening Digests at worldofradio.org. Our thanks this week for financial support go to an occasional listener who appreciates what we do for radio frequency radiation, Herschel Andrews in Virginia, who sent us a PayPal donation. Ed Inziger forwards news from Laser Hot Hits, a Euro pirate, August 23rd, that they have been raided. They had been operating nonstop for 10 years on 4 or 5 frequencies, so we may not be hearing them for a while. One, I believe, was 6220. Tony Curry reminds us that his Radio 6 International in Scotland has shortwave broadcasts in September via IRRS Bulgaria, scheduled as follows. There is a one-hour broadcast carried at 3 different times, but only once a month. Saturday, September 9th at 08:30 to 9:30 on 9310, Sunday the 10th at 07 to 08 on 9310, and the following Thursday, September 14th at 19 to 20 on 5775. They hope to resume weekly transmissions in October via Latvia on 9290. Kai Ludwig reports that Deutsche Welle will abandon its main transmitter site in Germany, Wertachtel, at the end of this year. According to postings on a web board in Germany from a reliable source, the last broadcast will be on New Year's Eve. Programs in Albanian, Bulgarian, Croatian, Macedonian, Polish, Serbian, and Turkish, and Romani will be off shortwave from that date. They will continue to use the Nauen site near Berlin for the time being. Some of the Wertachtel transmissions will move there, but the remainder will go to VT facilities in the UK. As we reported previously, Merlin has a big new contract to broadcast Deutsche Welle from its network of transmitters. Now that the HFCC conference is over, B06 registrations are beginning to emerge, and concerning Deutsche Welle, Kai Ludwig follows up that in the upcoming season, they will continue some German language broadcasts for Eastern North America only via relays in Sackville, Sinish, Portugal, and Kigali, Rwanda. Kevin Redding, Arizona, discovered a new relay via Sackville of Radio Prague, 5990 in English at 0330 UT. So I went looking at their website and found, indeed, they did add this recently. It was not on their initial A06 schedule. Another Sackville relay is in Spanish at 2330, now on 9685. And congratulations to Radio Prague, which celebrated its 70th birthday on August 31st. There were some special programs. You can probably still find audio of them on their website. Thanks to Media Network. You could also check the Media Network blog for information about this. Or go directly to www.radio.cz. Jose Miguel Romero in Spain, forward news from the Spanish service of Slovakia, now not on shortwave but on the internet, saying that the Ministry of Culture proposed resuming shortwave transmissions. A slightly different version of this in Italian from Luigi Covisi via Roberto Scaglioni. It said that an agreement had been reached guaranteeing the return of RSI to shortwave from October 31st. Despite the word guaranteeing, it appears not to be a done deal. In English, they finally reported that RSI needs €920,000 to cover the cost of its shortwave broadcast, and it depends on that being granted in order to do so. As fall approaches, some stations make frequency changes to lower bands, especially those requiring high-latitude paths where the MUF is lower, including Radio Ukraine International. Bill Bergadano heard them announce that their North American service from September 10th at 23 to 04 UT, that includes English at midnight and 03, would move from 7440 to 5810. Hey Raja in India tells us that Vatican Radio has also moved to a lower band for its morning broadcast to South Asia at midnight 25 to 0200, the last 20 minutes in English. 7335 replaces 12055, remaining parallel 9650. Well, they used 7335 last winter, I believe, and that messes up reception, even in North America, of CHU time signals. Ignacio Sotomayor in Spain heard Radio Exterior de España on a strange new frequency, 5735, at 0741 UT. I figured out how this came about. It's the difference between two of their real frequencies at Noblejas, 17770 minus 12035. We're not quite sure what's going on with the Libyan clandestine Saud al-Amel. Jose Miguel Romero in Spain has heard it lately on 17640 for the two-hour broadcast at 1200 UT, although it clashes with Russia. But he's no longer hearing so much jamming from Libyan transmitters. The reactivated shortwave frequency of the Polisario clandestine for Western Sahara, we reported last time, 7460, continues to be widely heard, both in the mornings and evenings, and both in Europe and North America. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal also monitors their medium wave activity. They had been on 1550, which is a split frequency in your Africa, but now that is inactive, and they're heard instead on their alternate frequency, 700 kilohertz. Both these believed to be just across the border in Algeria. For him, 700 kilohertz fades in at about 1820 UT. Another reactivated African frequency we've mentioned several times, Niger on 9705, sometimes 9704. But Luca Bottofiore in Italy reported to BCL News on at least one occasion they were on exactly 9 megahertz instead. No doubt a punch-up error, 9,000 kilohertz exactly at 0700 UT on the 22nd of August. Actually, he heard it as early as 0500. Something else strange about this one, Ignacio Sotomayor heard the Niger frequency 9704 August 24th at 0615 with a program from neighboring Burkina Faso, whose shortwave frequency itself is not heard, 5030. Well, almost not heard, because Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal, August 29th and 30th, found the two Burkina Faso frequencies, 7230 and 5030, were on the air with a carrier, but no audio. We have a rather confusing situation on 7270. Kevin Redding in Arizona reported August 27th at 1455, a station in French, believed to be RTV Gabon, which would have to be a long path catch, even though there are 2 hours of daylight on each end. It's also not certain whether this is the Moyabi high power transmitter site or a lower powered site near Libreville. But there are other stations on 7270 in Asia more likely to be heard in Western North America around that time, Malaysia and China. One of them is slightly off frequency. Martin Groot in Netherlands says he believes it's Sarawak on 7270.16, in the clear between 1605 and 1658. Furthermore, I hear Fire Dragon jamming before and after 1500 UT on 7270, and that must be against a clandestine called Voice of China, scheduled from 1430 to 1530. But we're not yet finished with Africa. Back to the Congo. Torsten Hamann in Germany says he's quite sure he heard Radio Congo 5985 until sign-off at 1830, best in the LSB mode. And Steve Lehr in Michigan was surprised to get a QSL card, partial data from the same station, after waiting since January of 05. He sent one follow-up and one IRC. From the other Congo, DR Vashik Korzenek in South Africa via BCDX says he heard Radio Kahuzi 6209.65 on a Sunday only from fade in at 1550 to sign off at 1605. That can be heard thanks to the absence of Radio Fana Ethiopia, which had been using 6210. We reported before that move to 6110, and Yari Savolainen in Finland found out their other frequency, 6940, also disappeared. It's been replaced by 7210. He heard both the new frequencies, IDing at 1811. However, on at least one occasion, September 2nd at 1610, they were back on 6210, perhaps by mistake, heard by Roberto Pavanello in Italy, Play DX. Kai Ludwig points out that the new frequencies may very well be related to a license they have finally been granted by the Ethiopian government, as reported on the Media Network blog. A few weeks ago, we had a report that Uzbekistan would be closing down its shortwave relays, much as they've already closed down their own Radio Tashkent. But that's not the case. Andy Sennett of Radio Netherlands says Tashkent is not closing at the end of the year. One of the things that emerged from the HFCC is that the Uzbeks are not closing their shortwave relays of foreign broadcasters. RNW had been told that Tashkent would not be available, but that turns out to have been due to a business dispute between the Russians, with whom we deal, and the people in Tashkent. That dispute appears to have been settled. It caused a lot of aggravation for us because those broadcasters who deal directly with Tashkent had received no information about a possible closure and started asking questions. It goes to show how dangerous it is to jump to conclusions. Joe's Jacob D'Axendio reports that Sri Lanka Broadcasting has resumed using 15745 in the local evening, in addition to the mornings, heard in the South Asian service in Indian languages between 08 and 1530, parallel to 11905 and 7301.5. Although Mauno Ritola in Finland says he no longer hears them on 11905. We have trouble hearing the Sound of Hope because of all the jamming by the Chinese communists on its unauthorized frequencies such as 14050. However, I see on the World Harvest Radio website that Sound of Hope is on their schedule from Hawaii, KWHR 9930, Monday through Friday from 14 to 17 UT. That too may be jammed. Another station related to Falun Gong, which is difficult to hear but possible, is Ming Hui Radio via Taiwan on 11700. Ed Kusalik in Alberta has been looking for it on their schedule between 15 and 16 UT. He says on some occasions it does overcome the jamming. After several weeks' absence, I noticed on August 30th that Voice of Indonesia had resumed using 9525, including in the local morning here, when I often listen, for the variety of programming and music, between 13 and 14 UT. And they're back to their old tricks, leaving the carrier on but not modulated after 1400, and now that interferes with China's service in Russian. All the Northern Territory Australia's stations are finally back on the air. On September 1st, Acker Peterson in Denmark told us he heard on August 31st, VL8K Catherine 2485 at 2110 to 2130. It was not parallel to the other two, which were parallel to each other, Alice Springs 2310 and Tennant Creek 2325. At 2130, they switched to their higher frequency, such as Alice Springs 4835. Radio New Zealand International adopted a new schedule September 3rd. Thanks to Nino Marabello for pointing it out, and here is the AM portion only. I'll mention the start time. Transmissions take about 1 minute to change to the new frequency. From 06:59 on 6095, 10:59 9870, 12:59 7145, 17:51 9630, and all the way from 18:51 to 06:58 13730. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued August 29th. Solar activity very low to low. Geomagnetic field mostly quiet to unsettled. But no significant space weather storms expected September 6th to 12th. ANK indices peaking at 10 and 3 September 16th to 18th, 12 and 3 on the 24th. Solar flux rising from 75 September 4th to 85 on the 6th through 16th, down to 75 again by September 18th. And that's World of Radio number 1327. Glenn Hauser, hoping you've enjoyed the show, and will hear me again next week.